Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los gachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my south-southwest, a man who is so patriotic, he has a portrait of Betsy Ross on his ceiling above his bed, the irrepressible J-Man. That's right.
Yeah, it was a little weak, but okay. They were chanting USA for me.
Yeah.
That's the best one I could find.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
You did your American best.
I did. Hell yeah.
You probably should have gone on to a Chinese site, and maybe they had a better
maybe
recording.
So.
So what's up today, right, J-Man?
Well, not a whole lot. I think we want to start the show.
We want to start
that
the
what
show.
We just, isn't that what we just talked about? Right,
yes.
After the... Yeah, we would, huh?
Since this is our show about independence, the 4th of July, the coming of age of America, we would like you to reflect as we listen to the national anthem, which J-Man...
Uh-huh.
Coincidentally enough, was sung Friday night at the Toledo Mud Hens AAA baseball game by our own Buddy Acapella.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so everyone please rise as we play our national anthem.
And now, please rise for the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by IWS recording star and international singing sensation, Buddy Acapella.
Oh, hey, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, those crazy bombs burst in air, gave proof through the night that our flag. Does that star-spangled banner
knocked it out of the park, baby.
Man, he killed it.
He did. Yeah, he killed it all right.
He killed it, man. Way to kick ass on the anthem, buddy.
Yes.
All right. I'm feeling so patriotic right now.
I bet you are.
Yep. So outstanding. So how you doing, Matt?
What's that?
How you doing?
I'm not doing too badly. Weather's breaking a little. We're kind of in a floater zone. We got a little occluded front above us. Storms at 1 minute, sunshine the next.
Well, a little confusing.
It is.
Keep you on your toes, though.
Yeah.
Gotta check out the window every once in a while just to see what's happening.
Yeah, right now it's sunny. It's beautiful, except there's a guy across the driveway here at the Bag Wine Complex sitting almost naked on his front porch texting somebody.
More likely he's sexting somebody.
Probably. Which Tamron Hall did to you this week?
Hell yes.
Allegedly.
Hell yes. Allegedly, yeah. Don't want to get her in trouble. Well, I tell you what, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful down here, Matt.
Well, that's good, but you sound a little down. You sound a little, I don't know.
Well, I'm just, you know, this patriotism swelling up in me, and I'm trying to settle myself down. Got a long show ahead of us here.
Why do you put it like that? Why do you put
it's a long 2 hours, and, you know.
No, it's a short 120 minutes.
Oh, well, you put it that way. No.
Yeah, it could always be longer.
Yeah. And we've got some folks in the chat room hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
We got this, we got the Aquarius moon in there.
That's hot. And I'll tell you what, Aquarius moon, you got to stick around for a while because we have something coming up that's related to you.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's exciting. It's almost like you knew this was going to happen.
No, I didn't. This is happenstance. I'll tell you what, Facebook.
Cosmic thing here.
Yeah, on Facebook, I just did get a message from Miss Alicious asking me what I'm doing.
Pretty much what you always do at noon on Sunday, right?
He's right on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, hey, we want to give her a shout-out because the 4th of July is not just America's birthday.
No.
It is Miss Alicious's birthday, too.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing? And every 4th of July, you know what I always do, Jay, in honor of Miss?
What do you do?
Well, I don't know because I can't find it.
No.
I play this. No, I don't play that. I play this.
Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade. Lemonade, lemonade, for sale. Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade. Lemonade, lemonade, for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So there you go. Happy birthday to Miss 4th of July, the lovely Miss Alicious.
That's right. I play that before I go to bed every night.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
While you're laying there staring at your portrait of Betsy Ross?
Exactly. With my American flag. Never mind.
Okay. It's
waving
best
in the breeze.
Yeah, it's best you stay. Just stop it. Stop it.
I got to tell you what happened last night, though, Matt.
What? What?
Well, it's pizza night here at the Palatial Estates.
Yeah.
And had the old Pizza Hut pizza. And I went and picked it up because it's just down the road. You know, it's better to pick it up. It'll still be hot. It takes them forever to deliver. And they charge $2 for delivery.
Whoa, really?
Oh, highway robbery. But anyway, so I go down there. I'm going to go down there and pick it up. And I realize I have a zit right here on my upper lip. Don't you hate that? So, of course, of course, when I go in there and I tell him, you know, order for Adams, and then I can hear him over there going, hey, this goes over to that guy with herpes. It's off. Well, I imagine that's what they were saying, because that's what I would have been saying.
You're your own worst enemy, aren't you, J-Man?
Oh, I know, but that girl behind the counter was staring at it, right at it. I could tell. She was distracted.
Did you overcome that and enjoy the pizza?
Oh, it was delicious. It was outstanding.
What, really? What kind was it?
Yeah, it's pepperoni with extra sauce, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Rest it. Thin crust, rest of it's in the fridge. I'll have it tonight for dinner.
Oh,
cold.
Did they actually put extra sauce on it this time?
Yes, they did.
Excellent.
Yes, they did. So that's the big doings here.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. We want to let everybody know we had a big week on the website, on the blog.
Yes, we did.
Everybody
Lots
might want to go
this week.
Yeah, might want to go and check it out, iwsradio.com, scroll through and see what we were musing on this week.
Mm-hmm. Just putting out our freedom of speech out there.
Something like that.
Little controversy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But not because of us, but because of Paul and Dean.
Well, exactly.
Who guest posted.
Right. And, of course, we've all already heard from Kanye West on Paula Deen.
Paula Deen doesn't care about black people.
See?
Exactly. They said she's lost $80 million over the next 2 years.
So she's only got, what, like 10 million left?
Something, 10, 20. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Paula.
Hell, if I were to accidentally step on my glasses, I'd be bankrupt.
Uh-huh. Get in the car every morning going, come on, baby, come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well. Hey, she even lost her sponsorship for the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. She may have to pay for her own diabetes drugs now.
That's terrible.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, we're celebrating our independence this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, you know, the lovely Jamie in the chat room. And they have to do it prior to us.
Yes, they do. They have to be first. They have to do theirs, tomorrow?
Yeah, Canada Day.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is Canada Day. So,
yeah.
Shout out to the Canadians and our good friend, Miss Jamie.
Yes.
Who could start a band. She could start a band, Jamie and the Canadians.
She could.
Yeah.
And no matter how rich they get, they would still be paying for things with the face of the Queen on their money.
True. Except, of course, their trips to the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah, they're free.
Well, they're not free. They pay out the ass in taxes. But just because they get sick doesn't mean that they have 5 years of collection agencies calling them 17 times a day.
Yeah, but that's all it takes, Jay. You just got to wait them out because then it's no good.
That's right.
And by God, I've done my best, and it's working pretty well right now.
You just got to be more patient than they are.
You got to have that American spirit, baby.
You got to refuse to lose.
That's right.
And something else big happened this day, or this week. History was made this week.
A lot of history.
at the United States Supreme Court, or the SCOTUS, as we call it.
Yes.
Some of it not so great, and some of it really great. And the really great part was that they struck down the Defense of Marriage Act and basically struck down Prop 8.
Yes.
Right. And we have a very good friend who's calling in to help us celebrate today. Or we're helping her celebrate, either way.
Exactly. So let's take that phone call right now. 615, you're with Stupid.
Hola.
Hola.
Cheers. How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. How are you doing? You were a little under the weather yesterday, I understand.
I was a little under the weather yesterday. I'm much better today. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Angie the lesbian. Sorry, I watched As Good As It Gets this weekend, so.
Oh, God.
we have to succumb to the truth in advertising, so that's all right. It's better than introducing me as Angie the Dyke.
That was my other option. Yeah. That was my other option, but.
But we hate the Dutch, so we never mention that word. We have an ongoing thing with Dutch people.
Yeah, they started it, though.
Yes, they
I'm
did.
I'm sure they do.
So, I guess you're pretty happy.
We're very happy about the rulings. I have to give a little bit of a correction to how you introduced it or talked about it. They didn't.
God, you people are such know-it-alls.
We are ugly. They didn't actually strike down DOMA, though. They struck down Section
4.
Or was it Section 3? One section of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But all the legal experts say that in the decision, Justice Kennedy was essentially telling everybody that if somebody would like to challenge the rest of DOMA, he's more than happy to strike it down too.
Exactly. And so, you know, now we're going to have people like Macy and I, for example, who live in a state that doesn't recognize same-sex marriage. That ruling only applies to people who actually live in states that do recognize it. And
right.
So for people like us, I think you're going to see a whole bunch of people like us saying, hey, if the federal government is going to recognize my marriage, my state needs to as well, because it comes down to things like when we go to file taxes, the federal government saying we can file as a married couple. However, the state of Ohio, we have state taxes here, but the state of Ohio mandates that however you file your federal taxes, you also have to file your state taxes the same way. So, but they won't recognize us filing as a married couple. So because the state of Ohio won't, we're not allowed to do it for the federal government. And so you get into this big catch-22 situation, right? So you're going to see a lot of lawsuits from people like us, and I think that that's what's going to end up challenging it. And then the Supreme Court will have to knock down, you know, that section as well.
Just disrupting everybody's lives, turning everything upside down.
That's how you people are.
Yeah.
That's how we are. We like to make chaos in society.
Oh yeah. Pandemonium, anarchy.
but on the other hand, you guys have great parades, very colorful, very flashy.
They're the best.
Oh, yeah, and unfortunately, you and Macy were both under the weather yesterday, as I mentioned, and you missed the Pride Parade in Cleveland.
I know, it's terrible. It's like some kind of gay sin, isn't it?
That's just so wrong.
I know, unacceptable.
But, So what is all this pride foolishness? Where did it come from?
Well, is the original Gay Pride month is always June, no matter where you're at, and that's because there were so many key pivotal moments in gay history, I guess you'd say, with that happened in June. So it was like 1973 with the Stonewall riots and the Upstairs Lounge fire incident. And just several incidents like that all happened that year in June. And the ending of it, the end of June, I think it was the 28th of June, was when the Stonewall riots broke out in retaliation to it, where gay people finally just said, you know what, we're not gonna be quiet and be hidden anymore and just accept these kind of abuses. We're going to stand up and say this is wrong. And so that's really when it all started. And that's why we still celebrate Gay Pride Month in June, is to, you know, recognize the people who made those first steps.
Oh, okay. And of course, to shove your agenda down everyone's throats.
Exactly, because, you know, we have to convert more people so we can win our coasters.
There you go.
Don't a lot of theme parks have, like, Gay Day in June as well?
The only one I know of that does that actually is Disney. I don't, maybe others do, but I don't know about it.
Well, because I thought Kings Island did, because there's always an uproar down around Cincinnati. And I was thinking maybe couldn't you just have separate but equal theme parks? Instead of Kings Island, you could go to Queens Island, and everyone could just be happy.
Now, I am not a fan of roller coasters because they make me, you know, projectile vomit uncontrollably, but I would definitely go to Queens Island.
That's hot.
Separate but equal. I like the separate but equal theme park idea. So what kind of rides would we have at Queens Island? Are you going to get on the wings of a drag queen and circle the park?
Well, you know, really, that just came to me, so I didn't think that far out.
Well, there's going to be things like the scissor ride. You brought it up.
We'll leave that alone then.
Well, I've got to tell you, Angie, I happened upon something yesterday, and you don't want to know where I was on the internet when I saw this, but I wanted to ask you. I'm not going to ask you if you are this. I just want to know, do you know what a gold star lesbian is?
A gold star lesbian? No, I do not know what that is.
Really?
I'm afraid to ask.
Really? Because, you know, you could be a gold star lesbian or a gold star gay, and you don't know what either of those are?
I do not.
Wow. How about that? Well, I have to question your entire... Maybe it is a choice then.
My wife's coming out of the other room going, I know.
Really?
You're one? So she says she is one. Oh, wow.
Oh, outstanding. Well, for those
what
who,
is it?
Well, for those who don't know, a gold star lesbian is a lesbian who has never had any sexual encounter with a man.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. And a gold star gay is a gay man who's never slept with a woman. And do you know what a platinum gay is?
No.
That is a gay man. No. That's a gay man who's never slept with a woman and was born via C-section. So technically, he's never ever touched a vagina.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Brilliant.
I'm a little surprised you didn't know about this.
No.
You're going to do a lot more research in this subject, aren't you? Amen.
No. No, I think I'm done.
Are you done?
Now, my curiosity has peaked, and I really want to see J-Man's browser history.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, that's like my that's those recurring nightmares where, you know, you wake up one day and you find out that Google Plus accidentally published everybody's Google search history. And then you find out that Twitter has published everybody's direct messages.
That is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah.
But it's been a great week, you know, for you people. And
yeah.
So I think we can trace it all back to Abigail Adams, because if you've ever seen a portrait of her, oh yeah. John was living with a gay woman. He was married to a gay woman. Your thoughts of him.
But, do what?
Your thoughts, if any.
Well,
mine on
never...
Abigail Adams?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know.
She was pretty pushy. She's kind
she
of a pushy broad.
Yeah,
she wore the pants in that family.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they were beards for each other.
Maybe they were. And she just let him pretend that he was in charge, kind of like Woodrow Wilson's wife.
Oh, kind of how I do with Macy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there. Oh, ooh, round.
Well, you know, Angie, not everybody was happy with this week's rulings.
Oh, I know. Isn't it wonderful?
My former governor took it pretty hard.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. He tweeted, "Jesus wept."
Yes.
He did not tweet that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. And I believe we're talking about Mr. Huckabee.
The Huckster.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
my
Huckster.
Huckabee. One of the biggest frauds. One of the biggest frauds you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh my God. Well, you know. I can see why Jesus wept, because I think, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of what they ruled, but isn't it a law now that I have to become gay and marry a man?
Yes, it is.
That seems to be what it is. That's, yeah. And
if
then,
you weren't already, you have to become a bottom.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's a pretty harsh ruling right there.
That is.
The true reason Jesus wept.
Especially if Clarence Thomas is going to be my top.
Ow. Yeah, Rand Paul was having some issues with it, too, I was reading.
Rand Paul already had issues before this ruling.
Uh-huh. But, yeah.
It exasperated him.
Yeah. And then somebody from the American family whatever, you know, those family groups that are all pissed off all the time, tweeted that the Supreme Court overruled God today.
Yes.
I did hear
which
that.
Which that's awesome. To being able to overrule God himself. I'd like that gig right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot of fun listening to these people, you know. It's
Well, how many days has it been now? We still haven't, you know, we're still in existence.
Yeah,
the world hasn't fallen apart.
But you, well, in fairness, you people have destroyed both Rush Limbaugh and Newt Gingrich's marriages 3 times.
Yes.
Each. So, you know, I mean, I can understand. I can understand their frustration. And oh, hey, Pat Robertson got loose too. He was wondering if maybe there were some secret gays on Justice Kennedy's staff. And I wanted to ask you, do you guys have that kind of like magical power like that, that you can just like, you know, just the old mind powers, you convince Supreme Court justice?
Well, it's because we're godless and we practice witchcraft, and so then we just cast the spell and make it happen.
Of course.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
I know.
That's why you guys all love Harry Potter so much.
It's true.
And watch the DVDs of Harry Potter movies in combat boots and nothing else. And I don't know why I think that, but for some reason you should have a minnow net in your hand at the same time.
What the hell does that even mean?
And a pith helmet.
Where are you going with that, Matt?
I wasn't going anywhere. It just jumped into my mind. However, I will tell you, J-Man, our colleague and friend, Daryl Parks, at WLW yesterday, he broke it all down, and I had already thought about this. This case, the DOMA case, was brought before the Supreme Court because of a tax issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple who had been together for 40 years, and the one woman died, her partner died, and she had to end up paying almost $400,000 in taxes. If it was a man and a woman, the estate would have just carried over, but because they were lesbians, she had to pay taxes on that. And if you're a conservative, I would think you would like less tax.
You would think, and you would think that as a conservative, you wouldn't want the federal government nosing around in people's lives like that. And,
exactly.
And basically ignoring state law. You know, all you state rights racists out there.
Right, because they want smaller government. Except, Republicans only want smaller government until it comes down to, you know, what's happening in your bedroom. And then they want the government to have a big, huge hand reaching in there to assist you.
Which is kind of hot in a way, if it's a huge hand.
Yeah.
If it's a huge, supple hand, that's kind of
Oh, yeah, they want a government just small enough to fit into a woman's vagina.
Yes.
I've got that covered. Oh, boy.
And I could just go on and on about all their sanctity of life bullshit, too, but I won't because that's not what today's about.
No, it's about independence, celebrating our independence, and that's
freedom
why.
And independence.
Angie and DOMA and Prop 8 all come together. Just being yourself. Being free to be you and me in this great nation of ours.
That's right. And, of course, the people who defended Prop 8 at the Supreme Court, who were ruled to not have standing, have filed an emergency with the court, trying to get them to stop gay marriage in California until like July 25th. Just give us another month. But it's it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's just that's the death rattle that you're hearing there.
That's, yeah, that's just the fit throwing. That's just the stomping of the feet and throwing things around the house.
Exactly.
They're getting gay married like crazy out there already.
When are we going to Fresno, J-Man?
get gay married and move into an old folks home and play shuffleboard and just sit there and wait for the other one to kick so we could get the other one's $8.27.
Exactly.
Savings.
We got it planned out. The thing is, and this is what has always bothered me about this issue, Angie and Macy are married, and how does that affect me? It doesn't.
As it turns out, it doesn't, huh?
Shocking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should be outraged.
You should be.
And here we go with got some breaking news, guys.
Uh-oh.
And if I can find, there we go. Our good friends at the Westboro Baptist Church have tweeted, "Listen up, Swifties. God Almighty will give Taylor Swift a swift kick in the ass for teaching you to be proud whores."
We're getting on Taylor Swift now. Do you think they're just trying to get on the public's good side?
Yeah, exactly. Trying to make friends with some of us.
Yeah,
I actually agree with her position on that.
Yeah, the Lord's going to give her a swift kick in the tight, round, fine little ass of hers.
No, that was a bit much.
All right. Anyway, so that's going on. They're going to protest outside of her concert in Kansas City this month. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, guys.
Mm-hmm. So the other question I have is, after the Prop 8 ruling and listening to everybody and everything they've had to say about it, who's the bigger hypocrite? And the more shameless person here, Justice Scalia or Bill Clinton?
You know,
Bill could just go in.
Apologize for Doma.
Well, you know, he could just kind of acknowledge that it's all his fault.
At least he has apologized for it, but
Justice Scalia.
Well,
Andrew Sullivan claims he hasn't, but most other people say he has, so that's okay, I guess. All you got to do is apologize, and everything's fine, unless you're Paula Dean, of course.
Now listen, I am not excusing her for anything because I didn't like her anyways. I mean, absolutely.
Exactly.
That's not good without that butter. But.
So what you're saying is she's not hot enough for you.
She's just not your type, is that
not
it?
Your type.
She's just not my type. But, you know, I always thought, if you ever watched her show, especially when she had men on the show, I always thought that she was going to get slapped one day with a sexual harassment suit, the way she all but, you know, groped every man that was ever on the show.
You say that like it's a problem.
Well, it is Paula Deen. I mean, do you want to be groped by Paula Deen?
Well, she's standing behind me. I can't see what she looks like. It's okay.
Well, I tell you what.
The thing is, though, who was truly surprised that this old, rich, white woman from the Deep South said some racist shit back in the day?
Well,
I'm not surprised one bit that she did it. Right. But also, if you're going to be that pissed off at her, I'm not defending her at all. Please trust me, I'm not defending her. It's horrible.
you're going to be that pissed off at her, you got to be that pissed off at your grandpa who says that shit every Sunday at dinner, right?
Yeah, well, my grandpa's dead, but yeah, he probably did before.
Mine is too, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, I come across many people of a shorter age who are not stepping out of that mindset from the 60s. And people excuse them all the time. They excuse them daily and say, oh, he's old. He can't change his mind. You know, be that pissed off at that guy, too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, they kind of excuse her. A lot of people excuse her kind of in the same way that so many people excuse Alec Baldwin for being such a scumbag.
Or, actually, it all goes back, as everything does, to an episode of Seinfeld where Uncle Leo is in a bookstore and he steals a book and he gets caught and he says, oh, an old man, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Well, I tell you, there's a great moment in Paula Deen's show history that I remember very clearly, and it was early on. You know, she started bringing her sons on the show,
mm-hmm.
Bobby and Jamie, and she had them on there, and she was making some kind of big fruit cocktail like thing, and then she says, "And speaking of fruits, my son Bobby."
I would have guessed Jamie with that name.
Well, yeah.
'Cause that Jamie name can go either way.
It could, but Bobby's pretty fancy boy. If you ever watch
fancy
him.
Boy.
Yeah. He was kind of prancing around the kitchen a little. So.
He had the spatulas out going 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, he was talking about, you know, eating healthy foods and healthy
mm-hmm.
lifestyle and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he discuss track lighting?
I think more of the issue with her is how unapologetic she seems to be.
Well, you know, some people just don't produce tears when they cry.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's one
point. I just don't think that she gets it. I don't think that she gets that what she had said could be offensive, you know.
No, not at all. She doesn't. But, you know, it really isn't just that. It's, you know, you go all the way back with her, you know, her being the spokesperson for Smithfield Farms and all of the, you know, outrages they've and atrocities that they've been responsible for. And then all the, you know, when, you know, she gets diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and she uses it as an opportunity to make more money and pimp out drugs to people.
Well, yeah, she didn't go public about that diabetes diagnosis until she got the offer to make money with that. Right, but so that was, what, 2 or 3 years later. So she
mm-hmm.
cured her diabetes and continued promoting her style of thinking that probably contributes to diabetes.
She kept saying, "We're going to have some bacon wrapped deep fried macaroni and cheese today, y'all."
Beautiful.
Not that there's anything
just
wrong
throw
with
a
that.
Stick. Let's throw a stick of butter in there with that too.
Right.
And deep fried cheesecake. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe. Do they have now at the gay pride festivities? Do they have food booths set up? Anybody selling any deep fried cheesecake or anything like that?
I didn't see deep fried cheesecake at our pride booth last year, but there were there were some food trucks and things like that. I got some. Fried green tomatoes last year when we went down to Pride.
Ooh. Corn dogs? Come on.
Yeah,
they have corn dogs, don't they?
I love corn dogs.
Frozen chocolate covered tomatoes on a stick. Yeah. All the
that's why
I bet the gay guys were just noshing on the corn dogs.
Well, that's what, you know, Marcus Bachman was there for the,
yeah,
for the corn dogs.
Yeah, Rick Perry.
For the corn dogs. And the tacos. Don't forget the tacos.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. Some people prefer tacos. That's
yeah.
true.
Some people prefer tacos.
Just born that
Absolutely.
Way.
It's in your DNA, boy.
Well, all right. It's a great day. It's a great week for you people.
Indeed.
And what do we get, Jay?
We
Jay,
get
all
heartache.
We get is heartache.
That's right. And you didn't, the Supreme Court didn't do anything for me this week.
No, hell no.
Once again, the straight white male loses out.
Yep. All we get to do is pay higher taxes while the gay people get to flit about happily, joyfully, wedding bells
live
ring.
It up. They live it up and we pay the bills.
Yeah.
Both,
I really feel bad
we pay
for
both.
You guys.
And, of course, we pay the spiritual bill, too.
Yeah.
If there's one group that's severely underrepresented in America, it definitely is. The heterosexual white male.
Damn right.
Damn right.
We are the put upon class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you recognize
that.
I'm glad you recognize that and can, you know, can sympathize with us like that.
Yeah.
In our struggle.
Yeah. Coming from a biracial lesbian who's legally blind. Trust me, you guys are way underrepresented in this society.
Thank you very much.
I didn't detect a hint of bitterness in that at all. Excellent. All right. And we're celebrating America.
Yeah, and enough of the gay people. Let's celebrate the white men.
That's right. The white men. The white men. The straight white men. Well, other than possibly James Madison and John Adams that we know of that founded
the country. Don't you dare go there. James Madison is my favorite president.
Is he
what
really?
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm just saying. You know.
All 5'3", 110 pounds of him.
That's hot.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, I mean, those were, you know, good Christian white men who founded this country.
Mm-hmm.
Believed in freedom for,
yep,
you know, Christian white men. And there's a few little known facts about the founding fathers.
Really?
That I discovered this week. Yeah, well, I've been doing all kinds of research, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I found out
that Benjamin Franklin pushed really hard to have the phrase "bite me" included somewhere in the Declaration of Independence. But unfortunately, it was rejected.
Yeah.
And that Thomas Jefferson, his first Twitter handle was Mochaccino Daddy.
Yeah.
Little known facts. Alexander Hamilton masturbated 4 times a day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Chronic masturbator. Yeah.
Well, that gets you under $10 bill.
No wonder he accomplished anything, right?
Did you know Patrick Henry?
No.
His speech, his famous speech in 17 whatever, was actually, it was developed during his teen years because at 12 or 13 he still had a girly voice, and he finally looked up at the sky and said, "Give me puberty or give me death."
When you know that John Adams' favorite joke whenever he was speaking at some kind of big get-together or anything like that, he would say, I'm honored to be one of the founding fathers, or in Jefferson's case, the fondling fathers. Hello? Hello? Okay.
We're still here. You know, Jay, did you have something else?
No, I was just going to point out that that John Jay had a thing for Asian chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you
Are
know
we still
also?
On the air?
Yeah, okay. I'm here. I had to hit the cough button.
Okay.
Did you know, during the revolution, you know, every revolution or social movement, they always have music behind them.
Mm-hmm.
The American Revolution had a lot of rock bands that people don't know about. Yeah, that were singing songs. In fact, one of the big bands was John Adams, Paul Revere, George Washington, and a indiscreet son of Benjamin Franklin named Ringo. They were called the Bedbugs. And of course, most people refer to them as the Fab Four Fathers.
Well, back then, what did people hold up instead of lighters? What did they hold up to have a flame burning during the palace?
Funeral pyres. Funeral pyres.
Yeah.
There was this one hippie band during the revolution. They were just freaked out. The only thing you can compare them to is like a 60s hippie drug-induced band. They were called Jefferson What's an Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this famous song, We Built City on a Rock.
There was this huge band. They were huge. I tell you what, they were Boston-based, as it should be. They were called Arrow Blacksmith. And, of course, there was a middle-of-the-road band called Gary Puckett and the Cumberland Gap. There was even a rap band back then, believe it or not.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
A few slaves got together, and they formed a group called the Three-Fifths Dimension. But I'll tell you what, Jay, I knew you would like that one. There was this one band, kind of a middle of the road band. It was called Alexander Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds.
Excellent.
But I'll tell you what, the British had their own social following, musical following. Mm-hmm. It was a band. They were upstarts, and they were back in the British Army, and they were called the Rolling Stones. Started out back then.
So, you know, here's something I've always wondered.
Yes.
Did the founding fathers speak with a British accent, or did most of them just have a really thick, southy Boston accent like all the characters in the town? And The Departed did? Nobody knows,
know.
Do they?
You stumped us all, J-Man.
Well, I think it's weird. You know, I mean, since the members of the Roman Senate in Gladiator all spoke with British accents, I'm just wondering if our founding fathers did, too.
But it is more fun to think about them having the Southie accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And them all, you know, like looking like, you know, Dennis Leary and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yes.
And Mike Barnacle.
And Mike, yeah. Ugh. Actually, I think they, well, I think that they probably looked a lot like Thomas P. Tip O'Neill.
You know, another little known fact about the Founding Fathers.
No.
The original drag queens.
And their wigs. Uh-huh. We should have thought of that. We should have had all their drag queen names.
We do have
excellent.
Jane Madison.
Uh-huh. All right. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you what's fun, Jay, and this happened all my life when I was growing up. We went to all the battlefields.
Oh, yeah.
That's what our vacations consisted of. My dad was a big history guy. We went to Perrysburg, Fredericksburg.
All the Bergs. You hit all the Bergs.
All the Bergs.
All the Bergs.
Stones River down in Tennessee. But you got a big one down there by you.
Well, we do.
That's
a little known fact. Yeah. A little known fact. There were 17 Civil War battles in the state of Arkansas. Only 6 states had more battles than
we
did.
Wow.
Yeah, only 2 in Ohio because, you know, apparently Ohio's not worth fighting for.
Yeah, exactly.
But one of the big ones was just up the road from me here, in a little place called Pea Ridge, just north of Bentonville. That's P-E-A Ridge, Matt. Not,
oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Not piss off the ridge. But anyway, so we got our crack correspondent, Bobby Kraft, to give us a little history lesson on the Battle of Pea Ridge. So, check this out, folks. Hi, everybody. Bobby Kraft here for another great history lesson from IWS Radio. Seems as though Matt and Jay loved my colorful and exciting tale of the Battle of West Memphis so much, they asked me to come back and tell everyone about the Battle of Pea Ridge. And, of course, I'm just happy to do it. So, the dirty, nasty aggressors from the north, known as the Union soldiers, most of them were nothing more than a bunch of criminals and ne'er-do-wells. They were led by General Samuel R. Curtis, a well-known drunk, as they marched through Missouri, a-pillaging and a-plundering and raping everything in sight, all the way to Pea Ridge, just north of Bentonville, Arkansas, and they showed up with bad intentions. Their plan was to take full control of Missouri and northern Arkansas. Well, let me tell you, as southern troops, a full of good and decent, caring Christian men of good stature and quality upbringing, they were led by the courageous and well-kept General Earl Van Dorn, and they were determined not to let those Yankees take control. Look here, you dirty, stinky Yanks, this here's God's country, and we're not just going to let you heathens take over without a fight. Well, fighting was fierce on both sides, 2 solid days with neither side willing to budge an inch of ground. The guns were ablazing, and the cannons sounded like the rumble of thunder from hell below. Each side launched counteroffensive after counteroffensive in an effort to be the one who owned the land that they could eventually sell to Walmart for their corporate headquarters at a huge profit. Finally, on the second day, Union forces drove the Confederates from the battlefield and pushed them south towards Fort Smith, and the Union took full control of Missouri and northern Arkansas. This is why people from that area have this really weird regional redneck Midwestern combination accent. It plagues those people to this day. And, well, unless you went to public school in the South, you probably know how the Civil War turned out. And eventually Paula Deen's granddaddy had to give up his slaves. I mean, workers. Even though the war had absolutely nothing to do with slavery, and I don't know why everybody keeps saying it did. So there you go, folks. The thrilling and stunning Battle of Pea Ridge, Arkansas. For Mild Cheddar on IWS Radio, this is Bobby Kraft. And as always, bring in the cheese. This is IWS Radio. That Bobby, man. He can tell some history lessons now.
I feel more
intellectual. Sounds a little bit like Gilmore Pyle.
What's that?
I think it's just that old Southern accent. All gay, or not gay, but all Southern men kind of sound gay, huh?
There you go.
At least the old ones with Bobby's accent.
Well, we've never asked Bobby his sexual orientation because, you know, we're an equal opportunity employer here.
Of course.
Right.
Of course you don't
want to
have to fire him if he is gay.
Oh, no. We have Joshua who is here.
That's right.
And Joshua was going to give us an update from the Supreme Court this week, but he's he's been partying a little too hard. He's all passed out.
He got a little busy with it.
Yeah. He's passed out, covered in glitter. I don't really know what all happened.
That's probably true. You know, the DOMA and Prop 8 rulings were handed down, and gay livers across the country went, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably went to one of those all-male reviews or something. And he
took a balloon ride with his lover in a rainbow-colored balloon.
And he was just pounding the wine coolers like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm. Announcing his undying love for Bartles and James.
They're refreshing, though.
But we don't stereotype here on IWS.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. Of course not. Of course not.
So did you sweep up the kitchen, Angie, today?
I haven't swept it yet, but I have cleaned the counters.
Bad lesbian, bad.
I know. It's a lazy day.
Do you know how many times in his dreams Matt says, bad lesbian, bad lesbian?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what? Since we have a whole lot of lesbians listening right now, Matt, we probably ought to do an update on the weekend sports, don't you think?
Oh yeah, because lesbians love sports. Well, at least Macy does.
Half of them do, right?
Angie's not a big fan.
Half of them do.
And that's funny you said that because it was easy to talk to Angie during football season because she would make Macy a sandwich, but now, you know, What are you talking
about? Well, now she's probably going to make her lunch while Macy's watching some NASCAR.
No, she doesn't watch NASCAR.
Oh,
what's, what's going on now? Maybe baseball? Is that what's being played now?
Maybe the college softball World Series, I bet.
Yeah, there's soccer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, let's go to a sports update with our sports reporter, Slider Balzcock.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Balzcock here with your weekend sports. Two major stories have been rocking the sports world this week, both taking place at the Wimbledon Tennis Tournament in London. So let's break it all down. Seems that Russian tennis phenom Mary Sharapova and American tennis star Serena Williams have been lobbing and overhanding personal attacks at one another. It has been nothing short of a breakdown of Rusko-American relations, not seen since Khrushchev said of John Kennedy, how the hell can he keep American missiles safely in their silos when he can't keep his own missile in his pants? Things have gotten ugly between the two clay court coquettes, and the end result? They both have double faulted on the tennis court of life. In other breaking Wimbledon news, now that Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal have lost, the championship path to victory is wide open for none other than hometown London hero Eddie Murray. He can dodge and parry his way to yet another Stanley Cup. That's it for now. So this is Slider Balzcock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers. But for more IWS Radio with Jay and Matt, you stay right there.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
What? Well, you know what, Matt?
What?
I think we have some...
Holy, now he didn't break it down earlier. I think we got it now, though.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Balzcock here with breaking news. Beantown police have reported that former Gold Glove tight end for the Boston Patriots, Keith Hernandez, has been charged in the murder of semi-tough football player Otis Taylor. I'll be back, should events warrant. This is Slider Balzcock, leaving it all on the field and headed for the showers. But for more IWS Radio, you stay right there.
Man, he's on it.
Are we sure that qualified as breaking news?
Well, for him it is.
Yeah, it's only breaking if Slider says it is.
Okay. So, now, how stupid was that guy?
To what?
How stupid was that guy, the ball player that killed somebody? He could have gotten on any more video.
Yeah, I love the fact that he tried to destroy his own home surveillance, but he didn't go back far enough.
he smashed his cell phone when he gave it to them, thinking that that would somehow obscure the records.
Yeah, you guys will never get anything of it now. And they're like, well, let's just take this card out of here and see what we can do. Yeah.
Well, he did go to the University of Florida, J-Man.
Yes, he did.
Who he played for under the head coach of the Ohio State University, one Urban Meyer.
Mr. Urban Meyer, but don't you worry. The good, decent, white, straight Christian sports writers out there spent the whole week clearing Urban Meyer of any possible connection.
No, I'm sorry. Well,
to either Keith
Jay,
or Aaron Hernandez, just in case.
Jay, I'm starting to think that maybe he did want to go to Notre Dame, like he said, but Notre Dame said, no.
There weren't very many schools that actually offered him because of, he had a bit of a history. But not Urban Meyer. No. Urban Meyer was like, oh, psh, come on. We don't care. You can just be one of my 30 players who get arrested over a 2-year period.
Yeah,
or whatever.
No big deal.
Yeah. Tough week for Boston, though, man.
Yep.
You know, they lose the Stanley Cup in a dramatic, devastating fashion.
Did they really? What is that? I don't know.
That's that hockey thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and Doc Rivers quit on them, went to the Clippers. They traded away most of the Celtics teams, players, and Aaron Hernandez. And oh, I just feel so sorry for them. Not really.
You know, I gotta let you know. I can hear you guys talking, but all I'm hearing is wah, 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 wah.
Really? Well, that's not good.
Why are you used to it, though? I'm used to that. So.
Of course, we haven't heard that before.
It must be the audio on my end.
Must be. You probably have a bad phone.
Yeah.
It's probably a cheap gay phone.
It is a pretty gay phone. It's not even.
Is it really?
One.
Is it pink?
Yeah. No, it's. Let me see. I think it's black.
Does it have a rainbow flag on it? Did you put a rainbow flag on it?
No, but when I dial numbers of gay people, it does emit a rainbow aura.
Oh. Is it just, is the ringtone born this way?
Yes.
By default?
It's me or family.
I love that song. Oh, you guys have taken that song away from us, too?
We took that song away from you a long time ago.
Oh, man. We can't have rainbows. We can't play We Are Family.
Yeah,
it's tough
it's
being straight white people.
Another one.
You know someone, J-Man and Angie, who's always full of rainbows.
Who's that?
Paul Pyatt.
The poetry man.
Angie, would you like a little poetry?
Bring it on.
Okay.
Anytime now.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by Revolutionary War-era poet Adam Samuels from his 1777 book titled Bayonets and Johnny Cakes. Here is Sunshine Patriots. When the day is done and the battle won, I am there to cheer you on. When your harvest grows with corn and dough, at your table, I am the first to show. When you tap your keg with your wife named Meg, I'll help you drink it down to the dregs. However, should battle scars fall from the stars, I'll be elsewhere, somewhere far. Should your harvest be thin from drought-fueled winds, I will eat well at the Traveler's Inn. And should you lose your leg or for dear life must beg, I will sleep with your wife, your wife named Meg. Sunshine Patriot by Adam Samuels. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Bye-bye.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
I tell you, Paul Pyatt has raised the level of culture of this show.
He's amazing.
Unbelievable levels.
Unbelievable. It made me want to go get my Birkenstocks on while I listened to that quality poetry.
You probably felt like you were in a coffee shop.
I did. Yeah. I can smell it brewing.
And everyone was tapping their spoon. Yeah.
Everybody was wearing Birkenstocks and berets.
Yes.
So who was your favorite president, Angie?
In my lifetime or?
Well, just
all
of all time.
Of all time.
Oh, my God, that's so tough.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me pick a favorite. I can't do it.
Really? Okay.
Well, who was your favorite?
Someone
Matt?
Would like to replace Angie with an answer. You could call in at 661-244-9852. On the Big Six Hotline.
Yeah, call us up. Tell us who your favorite presidents were.
Is.
My favorite president was William Henry Harrison.
An Ohioan. Well, that is in dispute.
Well, I tell you what, though. I mean, no scandals.
No scandals. That's why you liked him?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he didn't really accomplish much, but he didn't hurt anybody either.
No, he didn't.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yep. My other favorite one would be like Calvin Coolidge. And I really only like him because he had fewer social skills than me. Yep. And then, of course, there was James Buchanan, who a lot of people didn't realize that before he went into law, he was a failed couples therapist and advice columnist.
Yeah. And he very may well have been gay, Jay.
That, well, you know what? He was the bachelor president.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the only bachelor president.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of presidential historians believe that Abraham Lincoln might have been gay.
Really?
Yeah, well, he had a couple of very, very, very close male friends. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And was known to share the same bed with a couple
really?
Of them.
I don't know about Abraham Lincoln being gay, but I do know he was a vampire slayer.
Well, yes, he was. But yeah, Buchanan, in fact, there was a lot of Buchanan's political opponents spread a lot of nasty rumors about him.
Yeah, they didn't spread it back then. They intimated.
So
he was
very possible
one too, wasn't he? No, I don't think he was.
I don't know where Buchanan is from.
Yeah, no one does. Maybe he didn't really exist.
James Buchanan. And he was born in Cove Gap, Pennsylvania.
Ah, oh, there you go. Whew. We're free of him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you Google search James Buchanan, and it starts to autofill, the first thing it says is James Buchanan gay.
See?
Really?
Oh, and see. There's an article in Salon.com, our real first gay president, James Buchanan. So it must be true.
Oh,
I'm going to have to Google it. Does the Google doodle turn rainbow when you Google him?
It did earlier this week, but I have the iGoogle thing going, so there's no Google doodle on it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Yeah. But that was kind of neat.
Well, my
so who's your favorite president, Matt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh. Can't get much better than him.
Well, he's second. He's actually my first my favorite president is James Madison. Intellectual, hot wife.
Thrill seeker.
Yeah, thrill, yes. She made cakes. She made donuts. She made all kinds of good things.
Love me some donuts.
Yeah. No, I love James Madison. Very intellectual.
Well-rounded.
Well, not so much. He was like 5'2" and...
He was no Howard Taft.
No, he was the antithesis of Howard Taft. Who, by the way, was an Ohioan, Jay.
Yes, he was.
Had to bring in that big bathtub.
They did.
Yeah, but no.
Had to butter him up to get him out of it.
In my philosophical sense, yes, James Madison... one of the fathers of the Constitution, but Teddy Roosevelt was just awesome. And if Teddy Roosevelt were alive today, he would say gay people could marry.
Oh, of course he would. He would tell the Tea Party to take a hike.
And then he would tell his cousin Franklin, yeah, go ahead, marry Bob. For God's sakes, quit hiding it.
Well, now, you're talking about a couple of people being each other's beards. FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe more accurately, tell your wife she can go marry.
I don't even think that's in dispute. I don't think anybody would argue that Eleanor Roosevelt
she had the same lover for many, many, many years. Nobody's arguing them.
Yeah. Well, FDR had his lover too. That's who he was with when he died.
How Eleanor could have married Alice Toklas and Gertrude Stein all at the same time.
That would be hot.
Okay, yeah, it would be.
But you know, Matt, that was back in the good old days when they just didn't discuss those type of things in public.
I know.
They didn't flaunt those things in front of us. They didn't have parades where they all pranced about.
Back in the good old days where gays were beaten and nobody got arrested for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
See? Are you saying that was a bad thing?
Right. You could shoot your gay neighbor and it'd be all right. You'd be praised.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And back in those days when they just... threw a few gays in with the Jews at the gas chamber.
Yeah. Yep.
Or even more so, 20 years later when Ward Cleaver could still sweep off his porch and just enjoy the day while June was cooking the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Doing her womanly duties.
Yeah.
House dressing.
In her pearls.
Yep. And her pearls.
Now, Angie, I have a question now that we brought that up.
Okay.
You'd do June Cleaver, wouldn't you?
All in a minute.
There you go. Because, primarily, you wouldn't have to cook anymore.
She would take care of all that. Cooking and cleaning part.
That's right.
Well, Well, we have a a special sponsor this week.
Really?
Yeah, we have a great big huge fireworks emporium here that wanted to advertise, let everybody know that they've got everything they need for the 4th of July. So let's run that real quick. Hiya, folks. Frankie Boom Boom Watson here for Boom Boom's Fireworks Center, the Dirty South's biggest fireworks emporium. We got the most extensive selection of fireworks you'll find anywhere. Whatever you're looking for, something loud, something make people go ooh and aw, something patriotic, we got it. How about those super powerful Black Cat cherry bomb firecrackers? I swear these things will blow the nuts right off a squirrel. Here's some Roman candles. Don't know why they call it that. Made in China. Don't smell like apple cinnamon. Wouldn't that be great, though? Fireworks that smell pretty. They should get on that. We've also got... Hey, buddy, no smoking in here. What are you, retarded? You'll blow us all to kingdom come. They'll have to send out a search party for my testicles. Ah, some people. Any hoodle. We've got pretty volcanoes. We got stuff that goes boom, boom. We got stuff that dances around in the street, lights everything up. We got stuff that'll whistle off into the night sky and boom. That's beautiful. Don't forget the sparklers for the kids. And, oh, hey, don't forget those little snap popper things. You know, you pick them up and you throw them on the ground and they pop real loud, scare the crap out of the cat. Kids love those. So come on down to Boom Boom's Fireworks Center. Tell us IWS Radio sent you and get buy one, get two free on anything in the house that isn't super popular. We'll light up your 4th of July. This is IWS Radio. You going to set off some fireworks, Angie?
Only if I can find those pretty smelling fireworks.
Oh, no. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's
the French
brilliant.
The French vanilla. Set it
absolutely.
Off. Absolutely. Just. And chocolate chip cookie
cream.
Dough. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I'm hoping to go down and catch our city here. Does a little local, you know, fireworks show, and we're right on the lake, so it'd be pretty with them reflecting off the water. Although I wouldn't know how pretty the fireworks are reflecting off the water here, because last year there was a little incident, and everybody gathered, the whole town gathered for the fireworks show, and there was something wrong, and the fireworks didn't work.
Uh-oh.
So I'm hoping that with all the tax dollars we've collected, that they've ironed that issue out this year.
You would think. Maybe they all got wet as they tried to set them off in the lake.
Yeah.
They here at the Palatial Estates, they used to set off fireworks here, but they stopped doing it a couple of years ago after they set the number 7 green on fire. Finish that off, but we'll have people here setting them off. It's supposed to be against the rules, but they do it anyway.
You know, Jay, I used to have a big fireworks show at my house.
The house you used to have?
Yeah, about
with the beautiful
years
yard
ago. Yeah.
And the beautiful yard you used to have.
Yeah, they shone so brightly against the hostas in the night.
Mm-hmm.
The one standing ash tree in Ohio that hasn't succumbed to ash borer disease.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Fireworks.
Really?
I'm not either.
Yeah, they're okay, but I don't know. I used to go out there and I'd watch them. I remember when I was a kid, we went out on Bull Shoals Lake and watched the fireworks one time. And that was okay out there. And it was like a traffic jam in New York City trying to get back into the marina.
Yeah.
And all the drunk rednecks.
And the fact that it used to set the lake on fire, probably.
And just burn off the allergy. But because you know nothing goes better with the 4th of July than beer.
I love beer.
That's right.
That's right. Good old beer. Miller, maybe some Miller or Coors products.
Yep.
Those would be nice. Yep.
You know,
some beer,
be nice
some brats, some burgers. Yeah, it would be.
We drink enough of their products.
I know. We keep them in business by ourselves.
Just a few T-shirts, a little hidey-ho, and how you doing?
Shout out to KDD girl who's in the chat room.
Woo!
Lighting up the chat room with her own little fireworks display. So do they have any combination of fireworks that'll make a big rainbow, Angie?
I don't know, but they should.
Of course they should. I can't believe they haven't yet.
Why hasn't that happened?
You would think would have come up with something.
Well, I tell you what, since most of the fireworks are made in China, that's probably why they haven't. You know how racist those people are.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to all the stories Friday morning of the fireworks barges that exploded and killed 7 people.
All
happens every year.
All of the hands blown off.
Right.
Yeah.
The fingers, the hands.
Yeah.
And, of course, fireworks destruction story. Let's hear it.
One of my friends in high school, it was 4th of July. I've always hated fireworks. I won't light them. I just admire them from afar. But one of my friends was out there with her roaming candle, and, you know, they have warning labels that tell you not to hold them. They tell you not to. But,
Angie, I'm sorry, can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I was just amused by you saying that you had a friend with a Roman candle.
That's right.
That takes us back to that whole gold star lesbian discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Continue.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was holding that Roman candle and it backfired. And it laid her thumb wide open. So here we go, taking her to the emergency room. And then it was like, it was a line, an exodus from firework mishaps that all gathered at the emergency room. One hand bandaged up with blood dripping from an after another. We had to wait in line for her to get treated.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's how you do 4th of July in the South.
Well, I'm from the North, but I had a Southern moment because about, 35 years ago, we as kids, teenagers almost, developed a penchant for lighting off bottle rockets from our hand. And a brother of mine, he let off a bottle rocket. And I had a members only jacket on. So, you know, you're mid to late 80s. Which is sad in itself. However, that bottle rocket landed right in my pocket. And it blew up.
Oh.
And I went, that is so cool.
Well, I have a bottle rocket story, too, if you want to hear it.
Of course.
Okay. So the following year, after the one friend split her thumb open, the following year, another friend of mine and I were out driving around,
and were probably engaging in illegal activities. Cough, 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 cough. if you know what I'm saying. And so she's driving her sister's car with a sunroof, and the sunroof's open, and somehow somebody on the side of the road that we just passed managed to launch an entire package of bottle rockets that were lit in through the sunroof. And so in very short order, there were bottle rockets screeching through the car. It actually caught the back seat on fire, and we wrecked the car. So that was a good time, too.
Yeah.
Wrecking
that's
a car is always a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bottle rockets is whizzing around inside a car. That's exciting.
It's always a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, well, you kind of got to, you know, pretend that you were a couple of gangsters in South Central and had, you know, bottle rockets instead of bullets whizzing around.
Right. Except we were too inebriated to really comprehend what was happening. It's like, wow,
well,
what was that?
If you hadn't been, you'd have both been badly injured.
Right, probably so.
When I was in college, people were launching bottle rockets out of their dorm window. It didn't last very long, though. Man. You'd have thought the old university police would have had something else to do that day, but apparently not. Because, man, they were pounding on doors in just a couple of minutes. And we were like, yeah, get back down there to the athletic dorm and get those animals under control. Don't worry about the real criminals, would you?
Right.
My favorite thing to do when I was a kid was to take like the whole string of black cat firecrackers and light it all so that it would, you know, all of them would just blow over one right after another. Always scared the crap out of the neighbors.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're terrorizing the neighborhood?
Yeah, I had elderly neighbors and, well, you know, we didn't get along.
Just because they were elderly, or were they also just douches?
They just complained all the time. You know, it's 2 a.m., stop playing basketball, you know, crap like that.
Yeah.
Quit driving through my yard. Stop running over my mailbox.
I just want to be able to cook out and make my burgers and hope it doesn't rain on it. That's all I want.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, why don't we check in the IWS Radio Action Weather Center and find out what the weather's supposed to be like.
That'd be great.
All right.
Craig Douglas here at the IWS Radio Action Weather Center for your red, white, and blue 4th of July weather preview. For Bagline, Ohio, look for moderate temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s with a pretty decent chance of rain through Wednesday. On the 4th of July, expect low 80s, sun, and lots of fingers and hands being blown off by drunk morons who yell things like, "Hey, watch this!" In Redneckville, Arkansas, expect a decent week with temperatures in the low to mid 80s and lots of stupidity. For the 4th, it should be partly cloudy, hot, humid, and really fucking noisy, with lots of kids shooting off fireworks throughout the day in open defiance of the community's rules. Also, expect the dogs to be hiding under the table. From the IWS Radio Action Weather Center, this has been Kirk Douglas reminding everyone to drink plenty of fluids and don't overdo things this week, because heat stroke is no joke, man.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
So,
you know. So, there you go.
There you go. There's
the weather, buddy.
He did bring up an important point that we should, a PSA came out of that. 4th of July is one of the top nights of the year for dogs and cats to go missing because they get freaked out over the fireworks. So people keep your dogs and cats inside where they can be safe and protected.
Exactly.
Don't let them get lost.
Keep them safe. Take care of them. Don't
Did
let them get too
the
upset. Keep them distracted.
Did you see over my eyes on that, Angie?
Bring the dogs and cats in. Give them a little bit of Prozac or some Valium.
Benadryl works well.
Benadryl settles them down. That's a good point.
I bet Maxwell would too.
Yeah.
Oh, and right on cue, there's fireworks going off in the behind my house. There were some
here this morning. My sister and brother-in-law are going to be in town all week. They're bringing their two little dogs with them, and the dogs will freak out every time somebody sets off firework here. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Every time they hear one go boom,
oh my
they'll
God,
jump up.
Who
and,
the hell cares?
Well, people other than you, Matt. People other than you. People who actually care about dogs. That's
people who have souls.
You're not the first person to say that to Matt.
Hi, ladies. Portia de Rossi here, or perhaps better known to you as Mrs. Ellen DeGeneres, on behalf of Chick.
Well, I just thought Angie would like that, you know.
Actually, I thought you were going to talk about how important it is in the summer not to overdo it and to drink plenty of fluids and avoid heat stroke. But
no, I can give a shit about the people. It's the animals I'm really worried about.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of animals, Angie. Speaking of animals, Angie.
Yes.
Tea break with Shmoop. Hola, Shmoopalicious.
How you doing, Angie?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
All right,
how
then.
Are things there?
Oh, it's been a slow going morning for me here, so I'm not real sure how things are outside of my little corner of coffee. So I'm gonna assume the world is happening just fine though.
But you live in Cleveland.
Yeah.
The only
so
thing worse
you...
is Springfield. Or maybe Toledo.
Oh, well.
I'm actually just outside of Cleveland, but yes, you can consider it Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you got a big week ahead of you, Smoop?
Yeah, I only have to work 4 days this week, and then I'm off the following week.
Ooh.
Well, Well,
excellent.
Kind of like
a week.
Yeah, it's kind of like a forced vacation because we're shutting down. So.
Shutting down for the week. Do you are you going to set off any fireworks?
No. Actually, I do have some. I've had them in I've had them in the cabinet for, I don't know, 6 years.
Oh, they're probably good. They're probably fine.
I would think so.
Yeah, I thought maybe you would launch a couple of bottle rockets at Matt from across the room.
Oh, that could happen.
Are you saving them for just the right special occasion, or?
No, I forgot that. Actually, Angie, I forgot they were in there. And as far as I'm concerned, they could be sparklers for all I know. I don't know.
Right. All right. That's good. Did you have any big 4th of July memories from when you were a kid? Did you guys have fun? Did you party? Set off some fireworks?
Well, I remember going to a party one time in Catawba, which is probably the population of Sparta, not now, right now, but 268 people. And the girl that I was rooming with at the time, we both went there, and they set off fireworks, and one of the bottle rockets actually hit her in the chest.
Oh.
Not good. Because she was wearing my shirt.
She's like, a bitch pay for that shirt?
The bitch did pay for that shirt. I mean, you know, remember the old Oxfords back in the 80s when you had the button down and the, and it was pink. Hello?
Hello? That's a crime.
It is a crime.
Run your pink Oxford.
It did.
Man.
Well, actually, her boobs were in the big Oxford, but, you know, then he had the bottle rocket go right there, and I'm like, hello?
Yeah, as soon as it hit her, you screamed, my shirt.
My shirt, I did. I didn't say, are you okay? I said, my shirt.
Well, you know, you could always repurpose that shirt for Halloween, maybe.
Well, I could have, but like I said, it was back in the 80s, and that was years ago, so.
They're about a distant memory.
Oh, but a distant. Now that you guys brought it up, thanks a lot. Hold on, there's Maddie.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And we have 12 minutes left in the broadcast if you'd like to call in at 661-244-9852. And or look us up at www.iwsradio.com.
Or facebook.com/iwsradio. And quick update for everyone out there. From Sparta, Danica Patrick is running 26th. That's all anybody ever seems to care about. So,
yeah.
Is Danica. So I don't know where anybody else in the race. And Uruguay and Italy are tied at 2.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In soccer.
They are.
Again, I'm having that audio trouble where all of a sudden it went to wah, 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 wah.
Huh? I was just updating people. That's what we do here.
Yeah, well.
Strange how that happens.
Yeah. Now, we want to keep everybody updated on the goings-ons around the world and important events and stuff
and
like that.
And as far as Uruguay and Italy, you know, it's a battle of between pasta and paella.
I'll take the pasta.
I will too.
I like pasta.
I like paella.
You like... Oh, do you really?
Really?
I do.
You're one of those people.
Those people.
What do you do with the paella? Oh. Okay.
Well, that's wacky. That's just not right.
You never heard of such a thing.
You people are so out there. All right. So that's been a pretty awesome show.
Yeah. Angie was fun.
Yeah.
Of course.
Celebrated America and what America was and what America is and
could be.
What America could
and
be and can
did you
be.
Did you just hear that, J-Man? Of course I was
what?
Good.
Yeah, well.
You know, these gay people, you know, they're becoming like the black people. They're so uppity now. Dome has been struck down. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, strike down DOMA and I can just be all full of myself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The celebration continues.
I thought I'd be calling in today so that we could mourn the death of America as we've known her with all the...
I was hoping you would call in so we could celebrate the exploding of Sean Hannity's big head.
Can I buy tickets to that? When's that going to happen?
I don't know, but if I find out, I will let you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, but you got to make me a promise, because that event is so big, you will have to have heterosexual love with me.
I'm out.
I think that's worth it.
It's worth it.
If that pineapple head blows up, come on, throw me a bone. Or rather, let me throw you a bone. Come on.
And things are going downhill rapidly.
You don't have to enjoy it, which you wouldn't, but come on.
Oh, no.
That is exactly what I have said to every woman I have ever hit on. You don't have to enjoy it, and I promise nobody has to know.
Exactly. And let me tell you, I'll cook for you. I'll make you a frozen pizza. Come on, let's make a date.
He'll even throw some extra cheese on that thing.
Damn right.
Oh, wow. That's generous.
A little shredded cheddar mozzarella combo on there. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we need to wrap things up here, I think.
Yes, we do. And I think we
Angie?
Have a big finish, don't we?
Yep, we do. We're getting ready to play a little John Philip Sousa.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Greater Columbus Concert Band, Columbus, Ohio.
And Stars
and Stripes Forever.
Out.
Yep, and Angie, you were awesome. Thank you so much.
As always. Yeah, you are.
Thank you guys so much. It was great to be on.
Oh,
have
no,
a great 4th of July.
Well, thank you. You're great. No, Angie.
You're awesome.
You're great.
All right. And everybody out there, happy 4th of July. Be safe.
Yep.
And God bless America.
Damn right. Greatest country on earth.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. You got
feeling
family
very,
coming in, right?
I do. Feeling very patriotic right now.
Would that be Kelly?
Yep, Kelly and Alan will be here this week. And Cosette and Lucy. All right.
All right, Jim.
We're done.
Yes.
Excellent job.
Always. Bye.
Bye.